You are listening to the Crazy Town Podcast. Are You Urban Anthologies Volume 2, the Chachmeyer Trilogy.
Chachi.
So this is the three episodes that have Chachmeyer. One was the original Are You Urban with the Beardy Five guys, but then the other two with Chachmeyer. So we're going to get into it so everybody can watch Chachmeyer put up his virtual urban dukes against TNT Dynamite. Enjoy the show, everybody. Welcome to another special edition of the Crazy Town Podcast, which is the Are You Urban Anthology Volume 2. I am your host, Jonas, and I'm here with
TNT Dynamite. The explosive one, TNT Dynamite.
Thanks for doing this intro with me, TNT, for our special Chachmeyer edition of the Are You Urban Anthology.
We're both here. We're dedicated to every win that I have put down. So I'm going to be present
for every win. I guess, yeah. But so this is the three episodes of Are You Urban that Chachmeyer was on with TNT Dynamite. Wanted to get all the Are You Urbans in one place. Thank you for listening and checking it out. Maybe you've heard these before. Maybe you haven't. But make sure you follow us on Twitch for the season three of the Crazy Town Podcast, twitch.tv/CrazyTownMedia. Also, Crazy Town Media on YouTube. That's our YouTube channel, and at Crazy Town Media on Twitter. That's, if you follow all three of those, you can't go wrong. You can get everything Crazy Town Media has to offer, which is a lot.
Yeah, get it there. Get it for your house. Get the Crazy Town Periodical.
Oh.
Newspapers.
Yeah, that's hip.
We've been doing that.
Put out a newspaper. Yeah, let's do it. That'll be profitable.
Crazy Town Magazine.
Like FHM. What was that? Maxim? That was a real popular magazine for a long time. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, we're going to get right into it. There's the back-to-back-to-back episodes with Chachmeyer of Are You Urban, and we'll touch base at the end. Enjoy the show, guys.
Touch base?
Hey, we're going to touch bases. Enjoy. It starts. All right, and we are here on the Crazy Town Podcast. We are now joined by the Beardy Five Podcast for the first ever edition of Are You Urban. Sid and Jess, say hello to everybody. Tell them where they can find your show.
Happy to be here.
What up?
You can find our show on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, anywhere podcasts are found. It's all about beards, beer, bullshit, bitching, and brotherhood. New episode every Friday. We're also on Ace Podcast Network with Jonas and the Crazy Town Podcast.
If you're looking for a boatload of bullshit, folks, you found it.
All right. So this game is called Are You Urban? It's an urban dictionary-based game. I'm either going to read you guys the word, and you have to try to give us the definition, or give you the definition, and you have to try to guess the word. We'll go one at a time. The order you are, if the farther you go down the line, the more points you get for your answer being correct. If no one gets it correct, I'm just going to give someone a point for being creative or funny or whatever. Sound pretty easy?
Sound good.
I'll just start with Sid. You can go first, all right?
Okay.
The first definition, a term used to describe massive modification of something to make it stand out and look attractive.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, an example is, I'm going to blank my cellular phone by covering it with a 3D skinned panel.
Oh, I know this one.
Peacock.
Peacock it?
I didn't know you were going to bust out the buzzer on me. I feel like a loser now.
That's the Family Feud buzzer. All right, TNT, it's up to you. You got it?
I believe the term that you're looking for, Jonas, is pimp.
It's pimped out, but yeah, I'll give it to you. I'll give it to you.
Thank you.
That was super easy. Like an asshole over here.
Doing good. You're doing good. This is beautiful.
We'll roll on to Dynamite this time. What is strapping?
Strapping?
Yes.
That's usually in reference to a young male. It is when he's young, virile, and full of zealous energy.
Yes, that is correct. Jesus, I thought you were going to go with strapping gats, dude. I thought you were fucking... I was trying to confuse you. My mind
is going. That's exactly what I was thinking.
TNT our, Urban Mike.
Jesus, he's fucking up 3-0 on you. Maybe we should have played all three of you guys versus him.
I told you in the intro that I had an upper hand in this criteria.
I think he's got a new nickname.
Urban Dynamite?
TNT Urban Mike.
Jess.
What else?
This is for you. It's a definition one. It is a patch of hair that causes nothing but trouble. Men expect women to shave it, but god damn it, it itches.
Bush?
I'll give you bush. It was going for pubic hair, but yes.
Hell yeah!
Okay. Good job. I wasn't thinking bush. I was thinking maybe like a mustache or something.
Oh, don't go there. Do not go there.
Chotch, here we go. This is a word. This one may go all the way around. What is chop?
Chop?
Chop. The sentence is, man, this kid was fully trying to blank. Oh, shit. Yeah, manly, this kid was fully trying to chop me last night, and now we're dealing.
What?
Wow.
What the fuck?
Jesus.
3 seconds.
It has nothing to do with religion.
Two.
Yeah.
Buzzer. All right, Sid?
Man, you jinxed me right off the bat. You said this one's going to go around.
Okay, send it to one more time here.
Man, this kid was fully trying to chop me last night, and now we're dealing.
Flapping his jaw.
In regards to?
Drugs.
Drugs? All right. Nope, that's not it either. Dynamite?
Can I have the country of origin?
It's United States.
Can I have the spelling of the word?
Chuck, F-U-C-K.
Okay. I'm thinking that chop means to speak ill of another individual with the purpose to slander their good name.
Jesus, no.
Fuck, I gotta give myself the buzzer?
Alright, Jess, it's up to you, man. Are you gonna get it?
A chop is a backhanded smack.
That's about the fucking best answer I've heard.
That's not correct either, but I will give Jess the point on the out of the creativity. Mm-hmm. It is the art of trying to get a girl to go out with you and getting her digits by Sim One.
Never.
You guys got to remember, these are random people putting these fucking words down on the thing.
That's fine.
All right.
I knew it was going to get obscure eventually, but let's go.
All right. Sid, back to you. Start it out. The words that sound like gunshots ringing from a drive-by.
Baguette?
Oh, nope, not that.
Great nut, sir.
All right. TNT?
Oh, Jesus, I don't fucking know. I'm going to go with bang, Pat.
No, bang is not the right word.
All right, that's right.
Josh?
I was going to go with pop.
Pop?
Ooh.
Oh, no, that's not right either. Jess?
Blocka.
Nope, you guys are all gonna fucking
damn it.
Rat-a-tat-tat.
That's a dancing term.
No, that's
Dr. Dre
said.
That's Dr. Dre.
I didn't know we were going like mid to late 90s.
It can go anywhere, dude. I'll give that one for you for Trotch.
Like 1950s Urban Dictionary.
Yeah.
Put your hands up, copo, rat-a-tat-tat.
This shit can range forever. All right, TNT, you go first on this one, right? What is yee-yee ass?
You know what's really funny is that I actually know the answer to this, but I don't remember. Yee-yee is...
Yee-yee ass. There's ass
on the end of it. I know. I'm trying to remember because I actually do know what this means. I've heard it so many times. This is a meme. Yee-yee is the definition escapes me. It means like if you're fake or fraudulent, fugazi, not acting real in nature.
Not acting real in nature?
Yes.
No, that is not correct.
I know the answer to this, though. I really do.
All right, Jess, what do you got for yee yee ass?
Is it another term for, like, stank ass?
No, I could get that, though, for being stinky ass. Chach?
I'm going to go with big ass. I don't know.
Nope, that's not it either.
Big ass.
All right.
Yeah. I don't know.
Sid, can you get it?
Yee ass means smiling to my face and running your mouth behind my back.
Is that right?
With his yee yee ass.
No.
You didn't write the sentence.
That is not the correct answer, but I will give him that point for that. The answer submitted by PandaBoo411 on September 24th, 2013 is something that looks extremely horrible.
Fuck! See, I knew that!
Fuck you, Panda Boo!
I actually dated a Panda Boo one time.
How'd that turn out?
Well, she was kind of a yee-yee ass. So, we split.
All right, we're on to the next one. Right now, the score is TNT 3, Jess 2, Sid and Chach 1. So we're still a close game. Still anybody's game. Jess, you got first on this one. What is a Sergeant Lumpington?
A jackass?
No, it is not a jackass. Chach?
A Sergeant Lumpington?
Sergeant Lumpington.
That sounds like a drink that's been sitting in your room too long and has some shit growing in it.
That is not the right answer, but I like where you're going with that. All right, Sid?
May just be a fat boy.
Ah.
That's another good guess, but no. Dynamite?
All right. I think a Sergeant Lumpington is a military officer who has reached the rank of sergeant, and he has a severe case of acne.
Jesus.
That is very specific.
Is that not right?
Very specific, although not correct. A Sergeant Lumpington, according to J. Rob Madfresh, is a guy who is really cool.
What? You know the best part about this whole game is the people who put the definitions on there.
Right.
J. Rob Madfresh?
Yep. So far we've had Panda Boo and Madfresh.
Who is up first this time? Is it Trotch?
Yep.
All right. Jesus.
Here we go. I'm going to give you a definition again. This comes from the streets, man, often referred to in rap songs. It indicates that the blank have to be up or on top of things and keep the hoes blank. Thought to originally from pimps who would say it to indicate to their whores were on their backs making money for the pimps. Often said that when they're greeting a fellow G or upon entering a room or a party, meant to reassure.
Oh.
It is a phrase.
I know this one.
I need the first part of that. I didn't expect it to be that long again.
Okay. This comes from the streets, man. Often referred to in rap songs. It indicates the need to have the gangsters blank or on top of things and keep the hoes blank. Thought to have originated from pimps who would say to indicate their whores were on their backs making money for the pimps.
Yeah.
Wow.
No idea.
I kind of want to go back to one of the other ones and say strapped, but
nope.
No, that's I'm
got a blanket. It's all right. I'm not... Three, two.
Yeah, I'm gonna go with strap. I don't care.
That's, back to that. Nope, it's not strapped. And Sid, what about you?
Okay, did you say it's often a greeting on the street?
It says at the end. It says it often is a greeting to a fellow G upon entering a room or a party.
What is? What's good?
Ah, no. Nope. Good guess. Dynamite?
Well, obviously, Jonas, we're talking about G's up, hoes down.
Ding, 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 ding. That is absolutely what it was. So 3 points for you for getting in on the third person, which now puts you up 6-2 to 2-1.
This is awful. I'm such a fucking millennial sometimes. I swear to God.
Here he goes again.
Here we go. This is the last question, and then I have one bonus final round question. All right, Jess, we'll go with you with the first one.
Damn it.
It's a definition word, and it's a definition. Give whatever you want to make. It is a special kind of love given to people who suck.
Tough love?
Nope, not tough love.
Some bitch.
It's all right.
All right. We'll go with Sid.
Special kind of love given to people who suck. I just have to say, I feel like I've been set up here.
Me too.
Oh, shit. Own?
Nope, not own.
No, that's not a special kind of love.
All right, Dynamite?
A special kind of love given to someone who sucks.
Oh, here we go. Bust out the big answer.
So, what do you... Okay, I'm going to have to say,
Holy shit, man. Give me an answer. Give me something. I don't know, man. I'm
sorry. Where's this fucking timer?
All right, it's fuckboy love.
Oh, my God.
Buzzer. I know it's wrong. Fuck you.
Give me the buzzer. Buzzer yourself. Do it.
I'll buzzer my goddamn self again. Don't think I won't.
All right, Chach, what about you? You got anything?
One more time. I...
A special kind of love given to people who suck? Example is you suck, I blank you.
I don't have my urban hat on today, evidently. 3, 2, 1. Loathe. I don't know.
Loathe. Oh, close, dude. The answer is hate.
Damn it.
What the fuck?
That was close. That's
the antithesis of love, Jonas. If there's a spectrum between love and the word that you are trying to garner from us, that word is at the opposite end of that of said spectrum.
That's all. That's how you got to be urban, dude. You got to fucking know which way you got to go. It's the urban dictionary. All right, one final question, the final round. It's going to be worth 5 points, and it's basically going to be me giving the points, because I don't think any of you are going to get this right anyways. The answer is, the definition, I need, what is the scariest fucking thing on Earth? So go ahead and take a second, and I'll go ahead and I'll get you guys.
Should I play the Jeopardy music now?
No, we don't.
I don't know. We might get content ID match for that.
Right. So, all right. We'll start with
What is the scariest
fucking thing on Earth? So I'm giving out the points if none of you get this answer by Raelius, submitted on July 15th, 2005.
I already know what it is for me personally.
All right, we'll go with Sid. Go ahead. What's the scariest fucking thing on Earth?
What is, fuckboy? No, that was a joke.
Okay.
I like that. That was a good one.
Let's see.
I like the callback, though.
Scariest fucking thing on Earth. Blowfuck.
A what?
Blowfuck.
Blowfuck.
I don't
Holy
even know
shit.
What that is.
It sounds scary.
It sounds like something we need to look up on Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, no shit. All right, Chach, what's the scariest fucking thing on Earth?
Smegma.
What the fuck is smegma?
Well, I have to buzz you, Chach. That is a really good answer.
I don't even know what the fuck that is. What is that?
That's fucking the, that is the cheesy, like, discharge that shows up underneath the foreskin when, proper hygiene isn't utilized.
Of an unsupervised male. Oh, that's fucking disgusting. Yeah. Oh, God.
It's fucking scary.
Oh, that's gross.
It's
all right.
Scary.
Jess, what about you? Scariest fucking thing on earth.
Now, this is just me. I'm gonna go with, what is Pennywise the Clown?
Oh, God.
That motherfucker scares the hell out of me.
That is pretty scary.
And what about you, Dynamite? What is the scariest fucking thing on Earth?
Well, I think we all can agree here is that the scariest thing in the world would be to go to prison and be gang raped by a group of men.
Oh, God, that's pretty fucking bad.
Is that not it?
That just went hardcore right there.
Tell me that shit's not scary though.
I'm gonna have to give the 5 points to the gang rape. I'm sorry. I'm a very special part in my soul for gang rape. That's, I guess, prison gang rape.
I think I would give him the points too. Hands down.
So the very first inaugural game of Are You Urban goes to TNT Dynamite with a grand total of 11 points.
I'm not surprised.
What's the scariest thing, though? What's the scariest thing?
He said, as according to Raelius, it was a robot.
What?
Right. That's why I said you got none of you guys would get it. It would just be
all of our answers scarier than that.
No shit. Exactly.
Can I ask another question too?
Absolutely. What's up?
What is a blowfuck?
I don't know. Did somebody look it up?
You don't want to find out.
A blowfuck is a motherfucker that lies all the time.
Oh, that's okay. I like it.
Well, I'll be submitting that next week.
I'll be looking.
And by the way, I am Panda Boo.
Oh, shit.
I'm here to tell you. I am Panda Boo.
Well, that is all the time we have for this first episode of Are You Urban? Beardy Five Guys, I want to thank you for joining us again on the show.
Thank you for having us.
No problem. Do you want to tell everybody again where they can find your podcast?
You can go to acepodcasts.com. We're right there with Jonas.
And don't forget to check out our YouTube channel. We're starting to put some more videos up.
All right. Well, we will be right back.
The Crazy Town Podcast.
And we are back on the Crazy Town Podcast for the matchup of the century, folks. It's the it is a rematch. If you listen to episode 18 of season 1, we did a trial run of our new game called Are You Urban. It was Chachmeyer versus TNT Dynamite, and we also had Sid and Jess of the Beardy 5 podcast, which you can find at the Beardy 5 on Twitter. Great podcast. Love those guys. So anyways, how Are You Urban works is it's an Urban Dictionary-based game. I will ask the guys a question, and it will either be the word itself, and they have to give me the definition, or I will give them the definition, and they have to give me the word. Now, mind you, this is all from some random asshole on Urban Dictionary, so it really could be anything in the world. If the first person misses the question, the second person gets a chance to answer. The first person would get 1 point. If the second person gets it, they get 2. If either person gets the question right, I pick someone who I thought had a better answer, and they get 1 pity point from me. Do you guys remember? You guys think you're good?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go.
All right. Chachmeyer, you're the challenger,
I'm about those pity points.
Pick a number between 1 and 10.
7.
Dynamite, pick a number.
I'm going to pick number 8.
All right, the number was 6. So, Chachmeyer, do you want to go first or do you want to go second on the with getting asked questions?
I'll go second.
Go second? Okay.
Yes.
All right.
See what I'm up against here.
TNT Dynamite. There's going to be 6 words that have the word, and you have to give me a definition. There's going to be 4 that I'm going to give you the definition. You have to give me the word. There's 10 total questions, and then whoever has most points wins. This first one is I'm giving you the word. This was submitted by Mandel Hater on July 1st, 2003. TNT Dynamite, what are mandals?
Mandels. Mandels. Can I have the spelling of that?
M-A-N-D-A-L-S.
Mandels. Mandels are the act of wearing sandals with socks, similar to the way a dad would wear his sandals. Damn it! All right, that was wrong.
I'm going to go with, like, a fatty part of the body that can be grabbed onto, like a love handle.
Oh, actually, you're both wrong. But I like Chacha's answer better, but TNT's answer was closer to what the actual answer is. A mandel is a man's sandal that consists of brown or black leather that covers more than 50% of the foot.
50% of the foot.
It's like those. It's not a flip flop. It's like the sandal that covers like the entire front end of the of the foot.
So it's like a slip on.
Kind of like a slip on sandal. Yes. All right. Yes. So all right. So points to TNT Dynamite 1, Chachmeyer 0. Next word.
Damn it.
Chachmeyer. What is Hax? H A X. It was submitted by Sloppy Joe on August 16th, 2005.
I'm going to go with, like, chop. Like, hacks and chop.
Like, chopping something? As in, like, chopping?
Yes.
Okay. No, that's not right.
I didn't think so, but that's immediately where I went.
There it is.
Hey, where's your buzzer last round?
I missed it last round.
Yeah, of course.
All right, give me the word one more time.
Hax. H-A-X.
Hax. That is a special bit of programming that goes into games and which give you the upper hand against your opponent.
As in hacking a game?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, that is incorrect as well. The actual answer is by Sloppy Joe is when someone has an unfair advantage over you.
What the hell, dude?
Hey, take that up with Sloppy Joe. Don't take that up with Jonas.
That was really, really close, though.
Yeah. I mean, I am going to have to give you a close point on that one again, because you're actually somewhat close. So 2-0. Chachmeyer, there's a lot of time to come back.
I know, man. I'm rusty, Chach. Just wait until I get this rust off, and then it's fucking game over.
All right, TNT. Are you ready? Failing.
Ah, yeah, I'm ready.
All right, this is one where I'm going to give you the definition, and you have to give me the word.
Easy every day.
The act. Okay, well, let me tell you. It's that the user was I Hate Bad Music on January 25th, 2009. Uh-huh. The act of having a penis inserted your ear is called.
Oh! It's the meat tip. No, not the Q-tip. The sausage Q-tip. Excuse me. A penis inserted to your ear. Is, you can hear me coming.
You can hear me coming. Is that what it is? Let me give you the let me hear you coming, girl. Can you use that in a sentence?
Could you put your dick in my ear so I can hear you coming?
Okay. All right. That's incorrect. Yes. All right. Chachmeyer?
I almost want to say, like, a wet willy.
It's pretty good.
I'm going to give Chachmeyer the point for the pity point, but no, you both got it wrong. The actual word is broken side.
What the fuck?
B-R-O-K-E-N-C-Y-D-E. The act of having a penis inserted into your ear.
That doesn't even make sense. But all right. Hey, you know, when we're dealing with Urban Dictionary, we're not looking for sense.
Right, exactly. All right. All right, Chachmeyer. Same thing. This was submitted by Deppelmischer on April 24th, 2003.
Good old Deppelmischer.
Now, let me give you guys a preface on this one. There's a vast variety of words that could be correct. I'm looking for this particular word. So if you don't get it, I'm going with whoever gives me the best answer. The definition is A derogatory term used to sum up the existence of a worthless asshole.
God.
Huh.
The secondary definition, a penis.
What was the first definition again?
A derogatory term used to sum up the existence of a worthless asshole.
Now there's a little bit of a hard point here, Chuck, because this person is an asshole and a penis at the exact same time.
Yeah.
Right. I'm telling you, when you hear it, you're gonna be like, oh, that fits. That's very, yeah, that's actually it. Alright, Chachma, are you ready? Got something for me?
That just makes me want to say, like, dickhead.
It isn't dickhead.
Okay.
But TNT?
Wow. Well, with what I brought forward with them being an asshole and a dick at the same time, is it Bumbaclot?
pity point for you, but no. The answer we were looking for is prick.
God, shit!
That prick stole my girlfriend. That was the example sentence. So
it does make sense.
Yeah, it does. All right. So this one is TNT. The word, it's a word. You got to give me the definition. Well, it's a phrase. Right. It was submitted by Carmano, September 18th, 2010. Okay. What is reaching on a double?
Reaching on a double. Can I get the country of origin?
America.
Okay, good. That helps. That helps, actually. reaching on a double. Is that the act of coming up behind your girlfriend and grabbing both breasts with full palmed hands? No, reaching on a double.
That is incorrect.
Fuck.
Chachmar?
I like that, though.
Yeah, I try. It's either that or testicles, Chach.
reaching on a double, it sounds like... like you're about to double your money, like you're gambling. Like,
ooh. Oh, okay. I like the sound of that, but it is incorrect. I'll give the pity point to TNT just because he talked about tits.
Yeah, tits always win, Chachi.
All
right, the actual definition, according to Carmano, it's getting too ambitious with a girl after getting to second base and is subsequently getting denied when trying to reach for third base.
Oh, okay. See, Chach, I'm in the ballpark, Chach. You gotta get in the ballpark.
Wait, in my defense, the three points I've given him are all there because he's, like, generally in the area of the correct definition.
Yeah, I'm in the ballpark.
All right, Kochmeyer, here we go. This was submitted by Muffin Queen on September 11th, 2004. What is, or should I say, who is Stoner Claus?
Who is Stoner Claus?
Yes.
One I actually fucking know, finally.
Is he like a Santa Claus that comes like the night before 420?
That is actually motherfucking correct.
That is fucking correct. I don't have a correct sound.
I know. I'll go ding, 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 ding. All right. It says every year on 419.
Of course I got that right.
Yeah. You know? The definition is, every year on 419, Stoner Claus travels to young stoners' homes and fills their empty Altoids tins with weed, ready for when they wake up on 420.
The Altoids tins.
I love the details.
And then in the sentence is, Mommy, how come Stoner Claus always gives me less weed than he gives Johnny? Oh, shit. All right, so the score now is 4 for TNT and 2 for Trash. So it's anybody's game still. We still got 4 words left to go. All right, this is another one where I'm going to give you the answer, and then you give me the word or the phrase. This was submitted by your mom on March 29th, 2003.
Shout out to my mom.
The definition is what you say in response to any question.
Well, okay. what you say in response to any question. Whatever they want to hear.
Is that right? No, buzz it. Buzz it! All right, Chachma.
I didn't want to.
If you get this right, you'll tie.
Yeah, good luck.
Repeat, please.
What you say in response to any question.
I'm going to go with the word, what?
I used to say that to my wife all the time, so I'll give you the pity point for that. Say that. You ask something, you go, what? Like, you don't know what they said, but that is wrong.
You hear all a right. noise? What?
You guys are gonna kick yourself. This was submitted by your mom on March 29, 2003. What do you say in response to any question? Your mom. The answer was in the username.
Wow.
All right, it's 4-3. Chachmar, you have a chance. You have a chance to tie it up. Here's the word. What is stir crazy?
Stir crazy.
It was submitted by Maxzilla on April
12th, 2005. Maxzilla.
God, okay. Stir crazy.
Uh-huh.
I would probably go for the more literal definition. Be like, I don't know, kind of like that, like, when you're watching a movie and somebody, like, falls in love, they're, like, stir-crazy.
Is that what it is?
That is incorrect.
Incorrect, okay.
TNT.
I didn't expect it.
For 2 points.
All right, stir-crazy. This is obviously the act of spending far too much money at the local Starbucks. The point.
Just buzz it. Just buzz it.
Where are you?
I'm cutting you off. You're about to get ridiculous.
Not Starbucks.
All right. It's not Starbucks, and I fucking hate Starbucks, so I'm going to give the point to fucking Chachmeyer. You guys are tied.
Yeah.
All right. Two questions left. And it's
pity is on my side.
It's come down. It comes down to these two.
Rigged.
TNT Dynamite. What yeah. is this? Was this was submitted by Head on November 29th, 2003.
I love Head.
Who doesn't love Head?
Fucking love it. Holy shit! If any of our listeners want to send me Head.
Actually, I want to hear from any of our listeners that don't like Head.
Yeah, I don't think that exists.
Right?
I don't think that exists. All right,
here we go. What is one-hitter quitter?
Oh, God.
All right, well, we're going to
give him an easy one.
I mixed them up randomly, man. You got stoner claws.
It's a bit of a layup. One-hitter quitter is a strain of marijuana that is so potent that it is thought to be one hit is enough to get one high.
That is correct. What he says was a way to describe some bomb-ass chronic.
Yeah, come on. You know,
his sentence is, let's go blaze some of that one-hitter-quitter shit.
They should probably come to me to write these definitions, man. I don't know what these people should
be. All right. Here we go. All right, Chuck. It's 5-4. Last question. Chachmar, this was submitted by Caesar on July 19th, 2009. What is saucin?
Saucin?
Yes, saucin.
Can you spell it?
S-A-U-C-I-N.
Is that when you're, like, spiking a drink?
I'm saucing, I'm saucing, I'm saucing on you. It's my shot. Sorry.
That's actually incorrect. Buzz it.
Oh, shit. Oh, God. Yeah.
Nice professional integrity there, sir.
Yeah.
All right. TNT, you got to come up with a good one, because if I give Chachmar the pity point, you'll be tied. So you better come up with something good.
I got a point, didn't I?
It's 5-4, but there's a pity point to be given.
Oh, okay. Jeez, I better, I should just get it right then. Saucin. This is an actual slang term. And it's spelled S-A, is there an apostrophe at the end? Because this is important.
Not listed here, but it very well could be the
because that means that it's actually
this is important.
It's saucing.
When punctuation actually becomes important in
slang. From what I understand from the songs that I've heard, the term saucing, it is a way of flaunting in a way that almost exudes one's swag and own personal confidence in thyself, and projecting that onto the people who are noticing, watching, or jealous of one's own inherent swag. So to
you know what? I'm gonna give that to you. You're pretty fucking close. The actual definition is saucin' is when you're just the flyest of the fly, or whatever you have is fly.
I'm sussing. Come on, man. That was an easy one, too.
All right. Well, the final score.
Touchy handshake, man. You came out swinging.
He did, man. Up until he was in until the end. You know what I realized from this game is I need to have 11 questions from here on out just in case there's a tie.
There's a tie, yeah.
Yeah, so the final score.
Yeah, seven, I always have an odd number.
7-4. So TNT Dynamite is now 2-0. All right. Time.
Chachi, you are great, Urban. A great opponent.
Was there any doubt?
You had TNT, a puncher's chance.
TNT, tell me there near the end you weren't a little worried. He may pull that shit out.
I was a little worried until you gave me those two layups at the end.
Hey, man. It's just how the cookies crumble, dude. I randomly put these together. I randomly put them in stacks. I let Chachmeyer pick whether he wanted that's first true. Or second.
Yeah.
I mean, you so if he would have went first,
he put it in.
He would have had, if Chachmeyer would have went first, he would have been the one that had one hit or quitter. So
that's true.
You know?
God smiled on me this day. Question, though. Did you know what saucin was prior to looking it up?
If someone would have asked me what saucin is, I probably would not have got it, no.
No? I challenge you to listen to some Post Malone.
Right? Post Malone? Well, you just sang me the song. I think I got it now.
That's true.
That's true. I'm sussing.
Oh, my God. You have the voice of an angel.
Right? I know. I got to get... Well, everybody look out. The Jonas mixtape coming this spring.
Oh, shit. It's ringing the fire.
Where's the... The fucking... Yeah, the foghorn. Oh, shit.
Foghorn?
Yeah.
Yeah, hip-hop air horn?
Yeah, that's what I was getting. Yeah, exactly. That's what I was looking for. So, all right, guys. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a break real quick. We're going to come right back.
The Crazy Town Podcast.
All right, and we are back on the Crazy Town Podcast with Jonas, your host, and TNT Dynamite. Joining us once again for his 7th time on the show to play Are You Urban, Chachmeyer. Welcome back, buddy.
Thank you.
You think you got a shot to win this? Are you Urban this time?
Prepare for me to lose again.
Well,
you got this one in the bag.
You got this one.
I think I left my Urban in Ohio. So,
is that like? Isn't that a country song?
I left my Urban. in Ohio.
Probably.
My Urban in Ohio.
My Keith Urban CD
in Ohio.
Like my many purpose. Years of working at the liquor store got me my Urban card, and I think it's like faded away.
Yeah, you didn't renew.
I didn't renew. Right. Yeah. All right.
It's a hassle.
Shit expired.
All right, I'm gonna see who goes first. Chachmar, give me a number between 1 and 10.
7.
Dynamite.
I'm gonna pick Avogadro's number.
What's that mean?
1 mole.
1? Okay. It was 6. Chachmeyer, do you want to go first or do you want to go second?
Oh, God. Second.
Second? Okay. For everyone listening at home that's never listened to us play Are You Urban before, it's an Urban Dictionary-based game. The way it works is I give the contestants either a word and they give me the definition, or I give them a definition and they try to guess the word. Now, these are completely submitted by random users on Urban Dictionary, so even if you think you know what it means, it may be the wrong answer. If you're the first person to attempt to answer and you get it correct, you get 1 point. If they get it wrong and the other person gets it right, they get 2. If neither person gets it right, I give a pity point based on the best answer possible, or the funniest answer, or just if I would feel like giving pity to somebody. So you guys ready to get started?
Sure.
Absolutely.
All right. Dynamite. The first word is yours. And if this was submitted July 10th, 2008, by Barnaby J.
Jones.
What is dinosaur sex?
Dinosaur sex.
Yes.
Is the sexual act where both participating parties are over the age of 60 years old. Dinosaur sex.
That is incorrect, but I like where you're headed with
is
that.
Is it wrong?
That is wrong.
I really thought that was going to be the right answer, too.
Chachmeyer, what do you got for the steal?
And that's what I was thinking, too.
Well, at least you know that's not it.
Dinosaur sex. Is it, I don't know, slow?
Slow.
Is it slow?
No, that's wrong as well. Dynamite's okay. Going to get the pity point.
Slow.
But according to Barnaby J., dinosaur sex is the act of fucking a girl on the dirt, in the ground, on the woods, behind her house, then dropping a small boulder on her head and telling her parents she went extinct due to a meteor.
Oh, my fucking God.
The sentence, which neither of you asked for, I didn't want to go through the hassle of dumping Jill, so I just had dinosaur sex with her instead.
Oh yeah, that would have helped. Now that you say that, I know exactly what the fuck it is.
All right,
gotta remember to ask for the country of origin every fucking time.
Josh Meyer, this was submitted by V. Villy on May 31st, 2009. What is workabeeties?
Workabeeties?
Yes.
Like diabetes with work mixed into the work.
Yes, yes. Like workabeeties, yes, exactly.
Yes.
That's okay. Is that where you're unable to work? Like you're capable of working, but you for some reason can't?
That is incorrect. I like where your head's at, but that's not correct. Dynamite for the steal?
All right, man. Well, I'm familiar with one of those things, not because I have it. I just am familiar with it. So workabeeties, I think, is when a person has an allergic reaction to work, where their body cannot process going to work.
How is that even possible?
Well, that's what diabetes is. It's like your pancreas doesn't create enough insulin to handle the sugar, so your body can't produce enough insulin to handle work. You know, fuck you. That's wrong. I don't like the look you're giving me.
Josh, what was your answer again? I completely forgot because this one was so...
It was basically the same thing.
It was basically the same thing, yeah.
Do I have to give myself a point again?
I mean, what is it?
The answer is when you bring your work home with you and you can't spend time with your family or friends because you have too much work to do at home. Workabeeties.
How is that workabeeties? That's just like being...
According to V. Villy, this is workabeeties, and it's V. Villy's word right now.
Well,
and his world.
I don't want to go against what V. Villy says.
Well, since you're cutting down on V. Villy, Chachmeyer gets the pity point.
You can fucking have it. I'm not. V. Villy's a fucking cuck.
V. Villy is a cuck. That's absolutely true. All right. This one is a definition. You have to give me the word, TNT. This was submitted. Wow, this one's over 15 years old. Giannotto, and in parentheses, Snipe is his name.
Oh, yeah, of course.
November 3rd, 2002. Requiring a lot of attention, the individual is emotionally needy or prone to over-dramatizing a situation to gain attention. It's an adjective.
Is You know I want to say your name so bad, but I'm not going to.
Is it Jonas's mom?
No, I was just going to say you. Oh. Can I get the I can't have it in a sentence, can I? Huh? Oh yeah, you can blank it out. Just blank it.
Yeah, I mean it's. I mean, although he was a nice boy, his low self-esteem made him blank. That's what a Giannotto parentheses snipe.
All right, so it's like a pronoun, obviously.
It's an adjective. It's a describing word. Someone is this.
It was. Yeah,
I mean, I guess it could be a noun technically.
It's a pronoun.
Pronoun, whatever.
Anyway, I'm going to have to say it made him a asshole.
It's an asshole. It's not correct.
It's not asshole. You sure?
Schatzmeier, you got an idea?
What was the first definition?
Requires a lot of attention. The individual is emotionally needy or prone to over-dramatizing a situation to gain attention.
Oh, see, I could have thought of something else there.
I'm just going to go with, like drama queen.
Oh, so fucking close. High maintenance.
High maintenance.
High maintenance, dude.
See, I was going to say little bitch, but yeah, high maintenance makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. That is an adjective more than anything else.
Yeah. Well.
You said he's a high maintenance.
Makes him.
Oh, blank. Okay. Yeah. All right.
Chachmar has a point. He's up 2-1.
Oh, shit.
Don't fucking look at me like that. You want me to do? All
right. Chachmar, this was submitted by Jim, March 8th, 2005.
Good old Jim.
Yes. It's a phrase. I'm going to give you the definition. You have to tell me. It's not a phrase. A stalker's dream come true. It is a thing.
It is a thing. Mm-hmm. Just picture Wheel of Fortune. I'm sorry.
Stalker's dream come true.
I'd like to buy a vial.
What about the sentence here?
Let me see if I can give it to you without giving it away. I can't. I can't.
You
do
can't
it,
do it.
I can't give you the sentence. It'll give it away, man.
I respect that, actually.
You got to go.
Stalker's dream come true.
It'll all make sense when you guys hear what it is, for sure.
A stalker's dream come true.
GPS tracking on a phone.
That's a good guess, but that's not. Guess. That's not.
That's a good college try.
All right, TNT, what you got?
A stalker's dream
come true.
Come true. Oh, man. Is it Tinder?
So close. It's Facebook.
Facebook!
Damn.
I'll give you the pity point because you had a social media.
It was like Tinder just makes it easy for stalkers, honestly. It's like, why do I even have to stalk?
Well, because at least on Facebook, they fucking give you all the information.
Yeah, that's true.
All right. TNT.
Yep.
This one was submitted by Matt from the Ply. On March 14th, 2006.
That guy.
What is a slam pig?
I'm not comfortable with this. I would like another word.
Sorry. Chachmeier?
No.
All right. Well, don't play the game, man.
Nah, dude. Fucking give it to me in a sentence then. Because I'm uncomfortable with this, but I'm going to give you the answer.
I can't give you the sentence.
You can't?
It'll give it away what it is, man. I'll read the sentence afterwards, okay?
I don't
know
what I think it is.
Then. All right, well, you tell me, then I'll read the sentence afterwards.
All right. A nutritionally challenged, heavy-set young lady that you acquiesce sexual intercourse with to fulfill your male libido. Is it a fat girl you fuck?
Wow. You think I would go there?
Why wouldn't you? Dude, you remember the Melody Penguin. It was porno the whole way through.
I'm trying to decide if I should give that to you.
I don't understand.
I'm not going to give it to you.
I don't know. Okay, I'll take buzz the buzzer, but I don't honestly. I don't know what else it could be.
All right.
It better not be like fucking Canadian bacon or some shit. I'd be so mad.
Chachmar, do you have a guess what a slam pig is?
See, I was kind of thinking that too, but I'm going to have to go with kind of the same thing, like maybe like a conjugal visit, though, like someone who's behind bars that is very easy.
Chachi, have you been to prison before? You seem to know a little bit more about how this prison thing works than
all right,
because I was like, at first I was thinking exactly what you said, and so then when he said it was wrong, I had to kind of redirect my brain and try to.
And you know, I'll give you the pity point.
Okay.
But it's a girl that is such a slut and has been fucked so many times that most men realize she has some sort of disease and decide not to go near her. So it's not banging a fat girl; it's banging a disease-ridden whore.
Hmm.
Do you think you earned the point? Do you think you deserve the point for that? Because you
make the decisions here.
You specifically said a large woman. You said nothing about disease.
Tom didn't even say what sex they were, but that's fine. You give him the point. I thought Tom was talking about fucking dudes behind bars, but okay. I thought he was talking about getting a hand job from your cellmate. But you know,
when you're in the slammer,
you went the whole jail route. But you know, take that point. Here, hold this W.
Here,
hold this W, Chach.
Trying to make it. You ready?
I'm born
Chach,
ready.
Chach, you ready for your word?
Yes.
This is submitted to Urban Dictionary by Astro Fox, August 5th, 2016.
Astro Fox.
What is a paratext?
God. A paratext?
Paratext.
Paratext.
Paratext. I don't like going first.
Do you not?
That's unfortunate because you're going first right now.
Paratext. Is that like a text message that's very long and extensive?
That's actually correct. It's a text message.
Oh, that was right.
Yeah, it was correct. When you send or receive a text that is so long, you have to scroll down.
Paratext.
Like a paragraph, but a text.
Paragraph.
Oh, yeah. See, I was thinking two texts. I would have had it spelled out. Okay.
TNT Dynamite. This is a definition. Submitted by Paul Soth, February 23rd, 2003.
Okay.
It's just a step to the left and then a step to the right. Put your hands on your hips.
This is terrible.
Put your knees in tight. But it's a pelvic thrust that really drives you insane.
Let's do the time warp again.
That is correct.
Oh, Rocky.
It was time warp.
Oh, Rocky. I dated a girl who was super into that movie. I've seen it a million times.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, Chach, this was submitted by The Burninator. December
19th, 2003. Fucking a legend on Urban Dictionary, The Burninator.
The definition is someone who can't figure out what a dumb fuck is.
Someone who can't figure out what a dumb fuck is. I don't know. A dumbass?
Dumbass? No, that's not correct.
Yeah.
Now look.
I didn't think so.
If there's anything I know, it's millennial thinking. Is the answer dumb fuck?
The answer is dumb fuck.
Oh my god.
For the steal and T-Force.
As soon as I heard it, I was like, the answer's got to be dumb fuck.
Yeah, someone who can't figure out what a dumb fuck is. The answer, a dumb fuck.
Damn, I was close.
You were close. You said close. Dumbass.
You were close. You were close.
All right. TNT. This was sent in by A-Town Down on June 17th, 2004.
Peace up, A-Town Down.
A-Town Down.
Okay.
What is a wanger?
A wanger? Dude, that's just a term for the male phallus.
That's correct.
Is that really it?
Yeah, that's really it. That's really it. That's really it.
Wow.
And because of that steal and that answer, Chach cannot win the game.
Oh, no, Chachi, I'm sorry.
Right now, Chachi, it's 6-4, and he has one more word left. So we'll do one more.
You had me down in the first round,
yeah,
I swear.
Yeah, he did. That fucking dumb fuck, that really came through clutch in the end, dude. All right.
Yeah, I was a dumb fuck.
Jesus. All right, Chachmeyer, your last word, just for fun. From PDX Johnny 99, submitted April 12th, 2013, what is room zooms? R-O-O-M space Z-O-O-M-S. Room zooms.
Room zooms.
Yes.
I think I know what this is.
Was that like wait, what year?
2013.
Ooh, near future, Chachi. Prime millennial territory.
5 years ago.
Five years ago.
Well, 3.5. Yeah, 4.5 years ago.
Yeah.
Is it like one of those like hoverboard things?
No, that would be awesome. I want a hoverboard. TNT for the steal.
Oh, wait. Let me give him his buzzer.
Oh, give him his buzzer.
Because he earned this one.
Yeah.
Is it just a nickname for like house slippers?
No.
It's not. Okay.
No. I thought you guys would get this
wait,
for sure.
Wait. I know this won't count. I know this won't count, but is it like a Roomba?
No.
No.
It's when you're so fucked up and laying in bed and the room's spinning. Got room zooms.
Yo, that's dumb as fuck.
Oh.
Yo, that's dumb as fuck.
That's like drug culture.
I'll give Chacha a pity point just to make it a 6-5 game.
There we go.
And TNT Dynamite.
I know, man.
Still reigning champion.
Dude, fucking, the listeners are going to start to hate me. You remember that guy on Jeopardy that won like 12 shows in a row?
Yeah, Ken Jennings.
You remember his name?
Yeah, because I hated him. You remember everybody you hate, right?
I guess
that's why everybody hates New England Patriots, because they win all the time.
I'm a black Ken Jennings.
Everybody hates the winner. If you win a lot, everybody fucking hates you. It's just how it works, man.
All right.
So, Chachmeyer, that's 0-3 on RU Urban, man. But you know what? This isn't the UFC. We'll keep bringing you back.
This isn't the UFC.
My contract got renewed.
Yeah, we renewed your contract.
Chachi, you put up a great fight, man. You're always good to go against a solid competitor.
It is. And Chachmeyer, we do want to thank you for stopping by. This is your seventh appearance on the podcast, man. Seven fucking times. Becoming a regular old Chachmeyer.
It's a fucking barrel of laughs every time.
A barrel of laughs. It is.
I always love it when I get the Joni Chachi.
The Joni
Chachi combo here.
Joni and Chachi. All right, everybody, and we will be right back on the Crazy Town Podcast. Well, TNT.
Yeah.
Chachmeyer put up a fight. Three times.
Is that what you call a fight?
Oh, he's not even here to defend himself.
He wasn't there to defend himself.
Oh, damn. So that was the three episodes with Chachmeyer.
I'm a god.
You are a god. Abso-fucking-lutely. So that is all the time we have for today's RU Urban Anthologies. Make sure you follow us on Twitch, twitch.tv/CrazyTownMedia for all of the live season 3 episodes of the Crazy Town Podcast. We also are on YouTube under Crazy Town Media channel and at Crazy Town Media on Twitter. For Jonas, for TNT Dynamite, we are out. Thank you.
is over.